Welcome to Go Deeper Artists, an extension of Wyndham Art Gallery's podcast channel, part of our Go Deeper program that provides an in-depth look at each of our exhibitions. Today you are listening to an abridged recording of an interview between curator Dr. Megan Evans and Jodie Haynes about her work in the Wyndham Art Prize 2020 Through Skin We Breathe. This piece challenges popular perceptions and myths about Aboriginality, breaking down visual stereotypes through the meditative split-screen video and sound work.
My name's Jodie Haynes and I'm a photo media artist, so work with photography, video, projection, and I live on the lands of the Boonwurrung of the Kulin Nations.
Can you tell me a little bit about the work itself?
So it's a two-channel video and audio work that's made up of layers of moving images and still images and sound. We kind of got together and had multiple yarns on these ideas of sameness, skin colour and the myths, and basically unpacked the myths and looked at identity politics and visual representation and personal narratives and created images that reflected that and interlaced that with videos as well.
I loved the title of this work, which was Through Skin, but you spelt it small s and then large K-I-N, We Breathe. And I thought that was a very clever use of language.
The central aspect of this work is about Aboriginality. And so it was highlighting that kin process and like whether that's kin that is, you know, immediate family or larger family, or it's the kin that we also develop through our kinships, our friendships, our connections. And, you know, these amazing women, they're my sisters in that sense. So that's the kin, and we all breathe through skin as it is, and it was very much about skin, and so it was highlighting the kin in that moment.
I just love that idea of it is through kin and connection, which I know is a very important part of Aboriginal culture, that we're able to breathe through our relationships and through our kin. Maybe you could also just talk briefly about your career and how long you've been an artist.
I've kind of always been playing with arts, like from, you know, even as a kid, you know, making stuff, drawing things, playing music. And I've also always worked in the arts as well. I don't really have a clear answer, to be honest, about why or how. I've just gone through iterations of different art forms.
Someone said once to me, which I found really true, was that in the end, you don't really become an artist until you get to a point in your life when you discover you can't really do anything else. It's a very challenging, both emotionally and financially and in so many ways. It's a hard thing to do, and it's also wonderful, but it's not an easy path to take. So I was just wondering what took you on that path.
It's not an easy path at all. You're broke, you're hungry, you kind of pull your hair out. But also it's a really rewarding path too. I love making work. I love making work that creates a feeling in people that, you know, they respond to. I would refer to myself as a bit of a agonist, or like knowing that I can put something out there and know that there's not going to be any kind of resolution, but at least I'm making a noise about things. It works in that activism sense. I didn't ever really call myself an artist until about 2018, and that's when I stopped working on producing other people's projects and working on other things that were about supporting other artists, and decided to back myself because that's what I wanted to do. And I felt that I was just spreading myself quite thin and not focusing on the things that I needed to say and wanted to say, which really comes down to I really need to make a noise about female representation and the politics of our Indigenous representation as well.
That's a beautiful spot to end. So thank you very much, Jodie, and I really appreciate you submitting your work for the Wyndham Art Prize 2020.
We hope you enjoy learning more about this work and that you'll tune in for future interviews with some of our other Wyndham Art Prize 2020 finalists.